You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we have a very special guest, the founder, head writer, curator, whatever you want to call it, of Hope That Helps, Mr. Ben Palmer.
Welcome, sir.
I was just going to not say anything for a while. I'm just
yeah, dead air. Just dead air. I don't want to be here anyway, so...
How dare you list my credits, you ass.
Founder. He's the founder of a Facebook page. He created a meme. He is the founder of a meme.
Meme culture. It's meme culture.
Okay, fine. Please welcome comedian Ben Palmer.
Well, now you're just putting a title on him, like an actual title. Like now you're it's worse now.
I'm more than just a comedian. All right. I'm a founder.
He's a person.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a philanthropist. No, it's good to be on the podcast. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man. So Ben, why do you hate app overloaded simpletons?
I'm glad you chose
what
that.
What a subject.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing to start with is maybe despite having, you know, this virus keeping us all home, you know, we're doing this podcast on Zoom. But then, you know, the people who are still ordering food and just making people who can't afford to do anything else but work go to their little house and like, go into every restaurant through all of, I'm in Los Angeles and people still order a shit ton of food instead of just cooking food and letting those little slaves of theirs stay home and be safe. They're still making them run out and grab their food.
Ugh.
So gross. With that being said, have you guys done that?
Oh no, I work. I'm currently laid off, but I work in a pizza place that is still open. And they're on Uber Eats but I live with two at-risk people. So like they laid off, like the company did a mass layoff and, they basically asked me like, do you want to stay or do you want to collect unemployment? And it makes, honestly, I'm making more money off unemployment somehow. But I will absolutely admit to using those apps. I think a large portion of people are. I don't think you could ever get everybody to stop. That would be ideal, sure. But like if I am going to order off that app, you're getting like a minimum $10 tip. Like in this time period. Like I tip well anyway, but like in this time period, you are getting a minimum of $10 from me because I appreciate that there are people out there still doing that. Because you're right. They don't have a choice. They don't really have a choice.
If you're going to do it, you need to tip and you need to tip a good amount. Here's the thing is people aren't tipping still. They're not tipping.
I heard that.
And then like, cause I used to do it too. I drive for Uber. I drive for Lyft. I do Uber Eats. And I stopped when all this shit happened. I'm like, I'm not about to go spreading the virus around.
Right.
I had the luxury of stopping. But before I stopped, when I was delivering Uber Eats and delivering people their dinners and shit, people, like I would say 90% of the people did not tip. How do you tip someone delivering you food? How do you not do that?
It is. All right. So I'll give you an example. There's a pizza place right up the street from me that does their own delivery. And I called up and a really good pizza place. And I called up, ordered some food. And the girl was like, so this is your total. It was like, I don't know, $31 or something. And I was like, can you just charge my card for $45 and give the, you know, that's the tip for the driver. So like, I don't know, $13-$14 and some change. And when the guy showed up at my house, he was like, because I asked them, hey, can you please leave the food on the, you know, doorstep for the most part. But like in this case, I had to sign for it. And the guy was like, hey man, I really, really appreciate it. I've had 6 deliveries tonight. You're the only one to tip. And I was like, I'm not kidding. This pizza place is less than half a mile from my house. Mm. Nobody's tipping this guy. Like, are you fucking high right now?
Yeah. I don't get it. It blows my mind, man. It makes, you know what it does to me? It makes the hate flow through me.
Yeah. It's really bothersome. And I think it has more to do with these apps than anything else, because totally. If you're giving cash to a dude, it's way easier to tip.
Yeah.
But that's also dirtier. Change.
So, you know, when like you try to unsubscribe from like, a software or like, you know, maybe like a newspaper subscription you had or something like that.
Yeah.
And it makes you go through like 3 separate windows being like, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure? What about if we do this for you? Are you sure? And then you have to like click like, yes, I'm sure. But like, it's like really small and like a weird place, you know, it's like hard to unsubscribe. Why don't these apps make it hard for people to not tip? It's so easy to tip, to not tip. Make it hard. Be like, not going to tip them. They just delivered you $50 worth of food. They're not making any money. And guess what? When a pandemic hits, we're not going to pay for their health insurance. We're not going to give them unemployment. They're going to be fucked. Are you sure you want to do that to this person? Maybe that.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to do it.
The one way they do it is after your food, because like you have on the apps, you do have the option to tip obviously ahead of time. But they leave it open. It's like if you got bad service, which like if you get bad service with one of those, it's rarely going to be the driver's fault. I know that from being a pizza delivery guy back in the day. Like it's rarely the fucking driver's fault. They want to get you your food as quick as possible so they can get the maximum tip.
Exactly.
And if you're not doing that, you are literally the worst kind of person. And I hope you get COVID and I hope your family dies.
Yeah. Most of the time if your pizza is late, it's because they had too many orders and they couldn't keep up with the demand.
Right.
Yeah.
And like you said, fucking cook. Like at least I know how to cook. And I can like me and my fiance just went shopping the other day, spent $200. Like we're stocked on fucking food. There's no other reason other than laziness. And people who say I don't know how to cook, fucking learn, man.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
And these people, they want to live these rich lives, but they're broke. They want to live like a millionaire. They want to have someone deliver them food. They want to have someone else wash their clothes, walk their dogs. And then they're just living paycheck to paycheck, giving all their money to these fucking apps for not doing shit. And then all these little guys have to do all their bullshit.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I always looked at stuff like that as time savers, but I can't justify in my own head paying that much for a service that I can't afford, especially when it comes to Uber. That's why I never use Uber Eats. It's because I can go pick it up myself and save $10.
Yeah.
So why would I not do that?
Gee, I wonder why. Exactly. I wonder why you would do that.
It's because I'm Jewish, Jordan.
That's is that what we're doing. It's that kind of hate. Is that kind of hate show?
Only from Jordan.
You got to look at it this way. Ben, you got to look at it this way. He's a Jew. I'm a white, bald guy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what this podcast is about is the final solution.
Okay. What is your, who are you, Jordan? What's your, do you have anything in you?
He's an ethnic beast.
I'm Eastern European and a lot of other shit. I don't, I'm white. That's what I am, unfortunately. I'm fucking white.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, because I don't like white people, man. And I straight up, you, any, you cheer, you know that. Anybody who knows me knows I fucking hate white people.
Yeah, white people are, they're very hateable.
Yeah.
But
I don't think every situation, it's not cut and dry. Like, you know, there's people who need to have food delivered to them. They're disabled or may have some other things going on. Mm-hmm. And then for me, the best one was the dog walking one. That's the one I don't mind as much because you're helping these dogs get out of these cramped apartments and you're walking. And actually more people would tip me on the dog walking thing.
Really?
No shit.
It's just those people that are just like, just not, they just want everyone to work for them, you know?
But well, and that's, all right, so it's different, for, I think, for you because you live in L.A. Like, I know that there are plenty of poor people in L.A., but there's also a lot of wealth there. So yeah. It's like, why somebody would not go walk their own dog? Granted, like, especially given the current climate, like the COVID thing, makes no sense to me. Like, go walk your own fucking dog, you lazy piece of shit. You're laying around your house. Literally everybody that's not delivering food or working in food or working at Target or Walmart, everybody's sitting the fuck at home. Like, yeah. What are you doing besides jerking off? Speaking from experience.
Jordan seems like he has a lot more hate than you do, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, he's probably less high than me.
Can't get high before you go on the hate go through me. You gotta fucking cut yourself off.
Go through me.
that's a short for, you know, term for it. You can't. No, you gotta cut yourself off the night before, Jeremy, and don't drink any water all morning and until you come on the hate.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I should have done today. Is not drink any water and just been so miserable.
You can't show up to this podcast happy. Come on.
I haven't done anything since last night, but it's still coursing through my veins because I'm a loon. But no, it's, I'm less mad about it only because I am a person that's, well, if I had the services that are provided by these apps, if I had a need for them, I would definitely use them because I don't have time to do shit. I'm constantly busy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
only person busy during a pandemic, Jeremy Shear.
I'm okay with if you need to use it and then you do use it. I just want you to do your research on the people that are doing it for you, see how they're actually being treated by the company that's providing it for you, and then pick them accordingly, you know? Like, here's another example. I've done countless rides where I would drive 5-10 minutes to pick somebody up, drop them off 5 minutes later. So it's like literally a 5-minute ride. I get $2.37 for it, and they don't tip. I just wasted 15 minutes of my time and my gas, and then I didn't tip.
For $2.
And there's no way I can be like, no, I there's nothing you can do about it. It just happens, and it's over, and then you don't get tipped. So you can't stop.
That's another problem because, all right, so I have a friend who is fairly well off he suffers from depression. He's bipolar, but he was doing, and he still is. He hit me up one day out of nowhere, I guess is the main part of the story. And he was like, hey, I would really like to like at least provide a meal for you, or can I provide something for you? And I was like, dude, you don't have to do that. And he was like, I know I don't have to, but it's going to make me feel better if I do. So can you please let me? And I was like, sure. And he got us pizza. And like, I went down, picked it up. And like, I talked to the lady who was driving it. I did not have any cash on me. And I know my friend Ben, I'm sure he tipped more than generously. But like, I told the lady, I was like, hey, I don't have any cash, but like, my friend ordered this for me. Can you tell me if he tipped you? Otherwise, like, I'll try and work something out. And she was like, I don't know. She's like, the way these apps work is we don't know until 2 days later who tips us and who doesn't. I'm like,
yeah,
that's bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Yeah. You don't have any control over it.
Do you, how soon after you give a ride share ride, do you know if they tipped?
They can tip immediately after it's over. Some yeah. people don't tip until like the next day, you know, so yeah. they'll get a tip from the day before. But most people don't tip. I mean, it's literally like 10% of people, they don't tip. And so for some time, maybe like if it's a long distance ride, it's a better payout. Maybe it's worth it, especially if you take them a long distance and then you get another ride to keep going or go back. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. Okay, maybe we have a deal. But with those little $2 rides, there's no ride worth $2. Like if I had the choice, like, oh, you want to do this for $2? No. I'll wait for a $5 ride, a $10 ride, and make it worth my while. Yeah. So literally, I think people are taking advantage of it. And Lyft and Uber, they keep those people in the dark. No one knows how much the driver is getting paid.
Exactly. Agreed. Yeah.
People just know how much they're paying Uber and the driver, but they don't know how it gets split. Like, oh, right. I got a ride to the store. It cost me $7. It took 5 minutes. I think that was worth it. But then your driver's getting two of it and the Uber's getting five and no one knows. Like the yeah. So then you can't exactly blame every passenger because they don't know what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just another situation where like
the company
drops these two parties and then just lets them fucking be at war with each other, you know? Like the drivers end up hating these passengers. They're like, I don't want to pick that person up, it's a short ride. Fuck that. And then the passengers hate the fucking drivers for like canceling rides them. And
that was a problem that I had in Colorado. Was I kept getting rides canceled because I would Uber my fat ass to my bus stop because I was too lazy to wake up the extra half an hour that it took me to walk to the bus stop. It's like a 2 minute ride and nobody wanted to do it. So
sometimes I have a good heart about it, but I mean, when you're working every day and it's your job and you're like, you know, you're getting kind of screwed over all the time, it's just like, fuck, man.
Yeah. I actually had a driver call me and go, are you going downtown? I was like, no, I'm going 2 minutes. And then he hung up and canceled the ride.
That's fucked up.
Well, good for him. Fuck he's you. Like,
yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't have time for this bullshit. I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, look, I got kids to feed, motherfucker. I don't have time to waste it with your little whatever you're doing.
So basically these drivers, all they get, no matter where they're going, I mean, besides like Uber itself or Lyft itself, or no, I'm sorry, aside from Uber Eats. So like basically you get like a delivery fee that you would from a pizza place. Like you get like a $2 delivery fee and then you rely on the tips, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People are such shit, man.
Yeah, but Ben has a point. People don't know that until you actually
No, that's not an excuse. If somebody is taking you somewhere, if somebody is delivering you something, you give them a little bit extra. Like, for example, if somebody takes you up to a fucking hotel room and carries your bags,
you have to.
Granted, I would be less inclined to tip somebody like that, but I still would. Like, that's not tipping is no fucking excuse, period.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it should be understood that anybody who's delivering you food is not making a lot of money.
Yeah. That was why I stopped doing Uber Eats. Because I did it for a while in Colorado because I had no money. So my sister would just, I don't feel like dealing with you right now. I'll just Uber Eats you something.
Yeah.
And then like I found out, oh, these guys aren't making any money and it costs this much extra when I could just walk my fat ass up the street to go get my cheeseburger.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah. It can get expensive. You can get, yeah. It's hot.
Dude, all right. I'll give you here's a funny one. This happened a couple years ago. I saw a new restaurant on one of the apps and like it was just like comfort food bad for you fried bullshit. And I ordered from it and then like I didn't realize where it was. It was it's closer than that pizza place I was talking about before. and I felt like such an asshole. So like this person drove, picked up my food, brought it to me. Literally, it maybe takes less than a minute to drive there in a car. And I, like I said, I did not know that. And I gave the person like $15. I was like, as they were getting out of the car, I'm like, I am so sorry. I am not this lazy. I did not know where this place was.
That's funny. You're a good dude, man. Yeah, those people, there's always those people like you that you run into and they're like really nice. Like, oh, you're like a person who has empathy.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
I imagine empathy is in short supply in Los Angeles.
It can be. It's such a big city. So you do have, you know, you got your stereotypical snobby people, but then you have real people who are just like really nice people, you know? So yes. Yeah. And then, you know, you can go all day without talking to anybody if you're driving them around, and then you get one person and they're like the nicest person. And by the time you drop them off, you're like, wow, you just changed my life. So nice. And that conversation was so good.
I actually have a question for you, like as somebody who does it, because I know a couple people who do ride share stuff, not given the pandemic, just in general. So will you start a conversation, or are you like one of those drivers, or are you like one of the people who's like inept enough to be like, or not inept, wrong word, like the person who's like, oh, I can tell this person doesn't want to talk.
Right.
Or like, you know what I mean? Cause like,
I don't talk unless I pick up on a cue that they're want to talk.
Yeah. So you're
sometimes people start like, they'll like mutter something, or I don't know. All of a sudden you kind of feel that they want to talk. Then you just say something. And then if they like really respond, like then you're like, okay, we're going to talk. But sometimes you say something and they just give like a closed answer and they're like, okay, they're not trying to talk.
Yeah. Do that because like I don't have a car, so when I'm not unemployed and my fiance is not available to drop me off, like I use rideshare programs, and it's like a 10-minute drive to my job, but I guess sometimes I feel like talking, sometimes I don't, and like I never know if I am coming off as rude. Like I try to be as jovial as I can when I don't want to talk, like say hi in a nice way. Yeah. I always, no matter what, when I get out of like an Uber or a Lyft, I always say thank you for what you're doing, because yeah, like without that, I would have to leave for work like an hour and a half earlier, and fuck that shit.
Yeah. Well, sometimes a lot of times the drivers don't want to talk either. And sometimes right, it's just best that you don't talk. Maybe both of you want to talk, and then the conversation just ends up being like, this, we should not have talked because we don't agree. Like it's heading down a weird road.
I got another story, because I guess I have a lot of stories because I've been using rideshare programs for so long. Another one. And this one's actually the most interesting one, because I got a guy fired from Lyft or Uber, whichever one it was. So this was actually the day of the Charleston thing that happened. You remember that? All right. So I had been drinking all day with my friend, like on his porch, and it, like 2 o'clock in the morning rolls around. 2 o'clock in the morning rolls around. No, I guarantee you will take my side at the end of this. When the guy showed up, he was listening to like conservative radio, and I was like, hey, it's your fucking car. I didn't say this, but like, this is my thought process. Your fucking car, listen to whatever you want, I don't care. The reason I got in this vehicle was to go from point A to point B. I don't care if I like you, I don't care if you like me, I'm paying you for a fucking service, and I did not tip this guy. So I was maybe like 8 minutes away from where I was going. It was my uncle's house, I was sleeping there. And this guy is listening to conservative radio, whatever. I'm hammered. So it's like in my head, it's irritating me, but I'm not going to say anything. And he goes, oh, did you hear about that stuff that happened today in Charlottesville? And I was like, I did. It's very unfortunate. And the guy was like, well, you know, these people, you know, they're all just, you know, these protesters, these Antifa people. And I'm like, you're an idiot. So I kind of shut down. Like I was like if the reason I shut down, because I was ready to tell the dude, I was all ready to like tell the dude to fuck off. But like at the same time, I'm like, I had friends in Kalamazoo who the night the guy who was killing people almost got into that dude's car. So like, I don't know if this guy has a knife. I don't know if he has a gun. I don't know how right. volatile he is. So I'm not, I'm not going to fight back. And so then he starts going on, and he used the sand N-word, and he was like, these people, you know, what they do is they buy businesses, and which I know how that whole system works. As an immigrant, you don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. So you come into America, you buy a fucking business, and then you pass it on to your kid after 7 years. It's a brilliant fucking scheme. Yeah. This guy's telling me about it. And I was like, yeah, they found a way to beat the American system. So good for them. And that's what finally shut him the fuck up. And so he's like pulling up to my uncle's house. I'm not saying anything. I get out of the car and he goes, well, have a good night, I guess. I was like, go fuck yourself. And
just oh, damn. The door.
I didn't care at that point because my uncle's tough as shit. So I had to just scream his name and ran away like a little bitch.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, true. Oh, so end of that story. I messaged whatever rideshare program it was because I gave them a 1-star rating. So the immediate thing to do is they reach out to you. And I gave them a very detailed account of what he said, what he did. And they're like, you'll never be paired with him again. And I was like, no, 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 that's not good enough. I don't want him driving for you. And they ended up firing the guy.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't be listening to fucking political talk radio and picking people up. Like,
nope.
I carry an earbud, so I listen to podcasts in my left ear. So when people get in my car, they listen to my whatever's on my radio, which is like very low classical music or whatever. And sure. I listen to my shit. That also helps me not like talk to people who don't want to be talked to, because I'm like, I'm enjoying this podcast, you know, I'm just driving.
Yeah.
I would tip people more. Weirdos. I would tip people more when they didn't talk to me.
Yeah, you're one of those.
Yeah,
totally. Those, there are people like that. They're like, that was a great ride. Thank you for shutting the fuck up and just letting me enjoy the ride.
Yeah, that was me. I
think it's good for people to have silence, you know? It can be good for everybody. Even if you, maybe you could be best friends, but at that moment in time, a little silence might be good for you.
Don't mix business and pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one guy pick me up from, me and Aaron, we went to like a Clippers game. We saw LeBron play the Clippers. Wait, no sports? No, I'm just kidding.
No, this is not Muhammad's radio. You're good.
Yeah. The guy picked us up and we're like, yeah, how was the game? How was a good game? And then he was like, you know, basketball is just not the same as it used to be back in the 90s. And he's like, don't you agree with me? And when he said that, he like turned around like this, like stared at us like, don't you agree? I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, sure. And it was really weird, right? Then he dropped us off. And then like a few weeks later, I went to the comedy store and I didn't have a car then. So I think I walked there and Ubered back or lifted back. And it was the same guy who picked me up. And we were stuck in traffic. And well, it was like, you know, people were going slow to go through a green light. The traffic was a little backed up and he fucking blew on his horn and just held it down while I'm in the car with him. I'm like, dude, you're road raging right now. You're driving a passenger.
All right. Mm. So I work 4 or 5 days a week when I'm working. So generally I take 2 to 3 lifts a week. When somebody is a bad driver, I don't rate them low enough to where as like it will draw attention, but like I 5 years ago I flipped a fucking car, so like and it was my fault, but like I still get a little anxiety, like if I don't trust, which is weird because like I have to use these rides all the time, like it's very easy for me to ride with Shear, he's a great driver. It's very easy for me to ride with my fiance, she's a great driver. But there's certain people that I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable. You're going to be a fucking panic attack. But the the people who, when I get into their cars and they are flying down my brick road that is all fucking bumpy, I'm just like, oh God, I hope I at least make it alive. Cause like it's the fucking worst, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to get car sick in someone's car too, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever get sick in Sean Boyd's car?
No, I don't think so. He's a shitty. Yeah. He drives crazy, right?
Yeah. He's a goddamn lunatic behind the wheel.
Yeah. He's a road rager. It's not fun. It's like tailing people. Yeah. Yeah. My dad like that too. He fucking just rides on people's asses and sort of get in the lane over. I'm like, just pass them in the other lane. Why do you have to?
Yeah, it's why do you have to be an asshole?
Seriously,
it's just so much better to avoid being angry on the road, because the more important thing is to get to your destination safely.
Yeah, most road rage is a choice. Because
100%.
When I'm driving people, I barely even I only honk if it's to prevent an accident or prevent someone from running into me. But once like my day is done and it's time to go home and I've been driving for like 10 hours, I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. Fuck you. I'm like,
so you're a professional.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Shit, man. How long have you been doing that now?
I've been driving for Lyft for I think almost 2 years. Then Uber's been like maybe under a year.
Oh,
not
shit.
not the entire time, but it's been like that's when I started. And, you know, if I'm not doing that, I'm doing like other stuff. Like I was walking dogs or do background acting. I am just staying home and writing and making stuff, and it's been the greatest pandemic of my life.
Yeah, well, you've definitely come out with some good stuff lately.
Thanks.
So, at the very least, you know, despite the fact that everyone is cowering in fear, Ben Palmer is here to put the fear of God as some stupid people online.
So, all right, here's my thing. Here's my thing about, like, the pandemic. Somebody, like a wrestler who's also a YouTube creator, brought this to my attention, and it is so fucking accurate. As I mentioned, pretty bad anxiety, depression, whatever. Everybody's depressed right now, so nobody has to feel bad for anybody. We're all fucking fucked. But with the anxiety thing, I feel better now than I did when I was working. Like, and the way that this guy described it is completely accurate. People who have, like, severe anxiety, and we all know plenty of them, they fear the unknown. You get in your own head.
Yeah.
Right now, this is a known fear. Like, I know how bad it is, but I'm calmly okay with that, if it makes sense.
Well, is it because you know that your landlord can't evict you?
Well, no. My landlord's my cousin, so I'm not even worried about that. It's just more or less the fact that I'm like, hey, you know what? Whatever's gonna, like, I've become better at this, like, with therapy and shit.
Yeah.
I'm learning to be okay with things I cannot control. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there.
And this is a great, great way to test that skill, you know?
Yeah, like, 100.
It puts you in that space where you're just like, I gotta just accept this and roll with it.
Oh, see, I got people in danger, so I'm always cagey.
Is it the people you're living with?
You know, the people that I'm living with are not in danger. I mean, you know, Nick is from West Virginia, so I think everybody from that state has black lung. So he's going to be fine.
He's been working in the coal mines.
Yeah, that's what we call cleaning the bathroom, working the coal mines.
Nice.
But no, and his girlfriend seems healthy. Well, healthy, not healthy enough to be dating someone who's sane, but.
So who are the what's the KG for? What was that?
Like, I just feel like I can't, I don't like when I can't do anything about something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm trapped regardless of the actual situation. Like, I'm not trapped in my apartment. I can, like, go out to my car and go get something to eat or go to the one house that I'm, you know, still welcome at and, you know, hang out with them for a little bit. I'm not trapped, but I am trapped in a situation where these people that I know are in danger and I can't do anything about it. And that drives me nuts.
Mm. these people, you know, being like everybody?
No, like people that are high risk for death.
Yeah.
Why you're not coming over here to do the podcast.
Yeah, right. I'm not going over to Jordan's to do the podcast because he's got immunocompromised people in the house.
Yeah.
So we're taking social distancing seriously. My, you know, the guy I get my drugs from, we practice social distancing and it's like no touch pickup. no. So it's just what it is right now.
Yeah.
I don't mind all that. It's irritating that there's nothing I can do about it other than just sit on my ass.
Right. Yeah. The best thing you can do is sit on your ass. That's
yeah.
Without a doubt, 100%.
Sitting on your ass is not like the healthiest thing in the world to do either. And
no, but like, you know what I think could help this whole problem is if everybody just goes out and starts masturbating in public when this is over. Like, I think that's really going to cure the problem. Because, like, everybody's going to be okay with everybody doing whatever because they've been locked up in their house for 6 fucking months.
Yeah.
So, jerk it off in public might be a good idea.
It could be. We'll have to see how that pans out.
I'm still stuck on this. How exactly is this therapeutic for the BE or the person viewing the beating?
Like everybody, it's therapeutic for everybody because, like, if somebody's rubbing one out next to you and they're like the car next to you, it's you're like, okay, hey, we're doing the same thing. We're all united in this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like the holding people all around the world, hold hands, but masturbation.
Okay.
So it's now like, that's an idea, Ben. That's an idea.
So it's like the love train, except it's with the love candies. Train. Got yeah. it. Okay.
100%.
I'm one of those guys that likes to do that in amongst myself. So I don't know if that would help me.
Well, I said after the pandemic.
Even after the pandemic, I'm not going to be like, guess what, everybody? I'm joining in. It's time for me to show you
then,
how I get,
then your world, get the work then you done. Really don't care. Then you don't care. You don't care about people, and you don't care about this pandemic.
No, apparently not. I don't care. I'm not willing to. Look, there are techniques that I must use to get the job done that have been passed down from master to student or master to Vader.
You could come out with a new technique.
Activities criminal?
They're not. Well, you know, it depends on how you look at it. I'm criminally abusing myself, but if someone was watching, I don't know what they'd think of me. Look,
have you guys seen what? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, have you guys seen Tiger King?
No. We just argue a lot.
Oh well, there's this meme, and it's like. Coming out of quarantine, like ... And then,
you know, not at all. You've been great.
Jokes going, I'm broke as shit. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of kinky sex. I've tried drugs.
Yeah. That's me, like, now.
Dude, that's the one thing, like, I said to my fiance, like, last week. I was like, I just wish I had fucking, like, a bottle of Percocet right now because this is boring as shit, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about being clean is the boredom.
Yeah. I haven't done anything. I've felt pretty good. I mean, I think that the key is to get a fucking walk in every now and then. Yeah. If I don't have a walk on the days that it's rained here, I've fallen apart. I'm like, I can't. I'm just like eating when I'm not hungry and laying down. It's just brutal. I'm just like not mentally healthy. Feel terrible, but if I can get some walks in, I'm all right.
Cool.
I'm worried about bed sores. That's, you know,
oh, God.
I'm just laying down like because there's nothing to fucking do. Like there's I've watched every goddamn show. I could start reading all like the mountain of books that I have, but like I have to be in the right mindset to read books and you'd think boredom would cure that, but I'm like, that's just going to put me to sleep right now, even if I'm interested.
Yeah. The best time to read books is like on a plane when there's like no internet and you can't read internet, but you can't, you don't want to stare ahead. Like, oh, well, the book is, that's when the book works.
Yeah, I love audiobooks.
Audiobooks are good. I haven't been able to go to the library, so I've switched to ebooks, which I've never been a fan of because I like the actual, to hold the pages. And
Agreed. Like smell a new book. Kind of thing, like it's just bigger,
and you can hold it right in front of your face, and that because it gives you a break from the bright screen too.
Yep, 100%, man. My audiobooks that I've listened to, because I've signed up for like Audible twice with different, because there was only like two books that I like had to hear, and one was the Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, Twin Peaks, and then the Special Agent Dale Cooper tapes, also from Twin Peaks. Like those were ones I was like, I don't know if I can find these in print anymore for not a crazy amount of money. So I'm just going to listen to these. And they're both actually read by the characters that they were played by, the people they were played by. Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, that makes it better. That's an important aspect of an audiobook, is the person who's reading it. How long can I listen to this person for, like 12 hours?
Are you a Harry Potter person? Do you like Harry Potter?
I've seen all the movies, but I never read the books. But, you know, my wife is always saying you need to read the books too. And I'm like, I already saw the movies.
I agree. If you're into the audiobooks, the guy, his name is Jim Dale, who does the Harry Potter books, is fantastic. He's a British guy, and he does little voices for each character. Like as you know, read by like what J.K. Rowling wrote, and it's really, really like, I've read the books myself, and then I went back and listened to him because I had heard such good things. Fucking awesome! Really, really awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, sometimes your narrator can do the narrator voice, and then like one person voice, and then so every person is that one person talking.
Yes.
Voice.
Yeah.
But if you have a guy who's multi-talented like that, it's got to help a lot. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
So my grandfather was blind. So one year for Christmas, my father decided he was going to record him a book on tape. And it was that Curse of Rocky Calavito book that Terry Pluto wrote many years ago.
Yeah.
So he would get in trouble now for doing the voices of Mudcat Grat and
Well, what you talk about, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You pretty much nailed my dad's impression of Mudcat Grant.
That just means it's racist, because that was general as fuck.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just what it was back then. The 90s were a different time.
Yeah.
The fact that we're all old enough to say that now is scary.
I listened to, like, I think it was not the Book of Basketball, but it was, like, Basketball, A Love Story or some shit like that. And it was a white guy, and then every black basketball player that he did, you know, he talked in their like in their vernacular, but he was still a white guy. And I don't know if it didn't sound like offensive, but it was just like, you know, I guess they didn't have enough money to pay another guy to do the damn other voices, you know.
Well, no, but the thing is like, if like anybody can impersonate Shaq or Charles Barkley.
Right.
That doesn't come off as racist. They have very distinct voices. They've said very distinct things. But like, if you're talking about like Allen Iverson, you're just going to come off as an asshole.
I don't know, man. I think everybody should be able to do the practice speech.
Right. Well, you can do practice. Yeah. So maybe Iverson. Yeah, but these are like old, like George Gervin. You know, you don't know how George Gervin sounds like.
Right.
And then he's doing like, you know, their impression.
That sounds like a white guy, though. That sounds like a white guy name.
George Gervin.
Definitely not a white guy.
Like he's an accountant somewhere in like North Dakota.
Totally.
George Gervin.
The Iceman of accounting.
There you go. I was going to say earlier how you sign up for all the Audible accounts. I just got my bank just mailed me a new credit card or a new debit card. You know, it was like time for a new one, I guess.
Right.
Every
4 years.
Every time your bank sends you like a new debit card, it's like, here's a new 7 weeks to Audible. Here's 7 more weeks to Sling TV, or here's 7 more days to Sling TV.
Yeah. Good call.
Speaking of that. Yeah. More sports. I have to sign up for like Fubo TV tonight so I can watch The Last Dance.
Oh, is that was
on ESPN?
Yeah. You don't have ESPN Plus?
No, I don't have cable. I just have like the stream service. You got it?
yeah, I do. I when I bought Disney Plus, it came with Hulu and ESPN Plus. I just need to figure out the login for it, and I will. If you want, just have Shear give you my information. I'll send it to you. I don't give a shit.
If you can get it to me before 6 p.m., I'll take you up on that offer.
What's it's 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. is when it airs. It's all the right. It's a documentary, a 10-part documentary about the Chicago Bulls' last season with Michael Jordan.
Shear, can I leave this chat with? Can I still hear you guys or no? If I leave this chat,
I have no idea.
Has the hate sufficiently flowed through?
Yeah, probably. So, Ben, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Ben Palmer is my name, and then there's my page, Hope This Helps, both of those pages. There's also the group, Hope This Helps. And those are like the main places you can come to see my content. If you don't like Facebook, you can just go to my website, benpalmercomedian.com. And my Patreon is called Hope This Helps. You can sign up for as little as $1 a month and request me to troll somebody for you, and I will. Somebody, some organization, newspaper, whoever you want, as long as it's not like real personal, I will do it.
Oh, see, the only thing I would have is really personal. So,
yeah, I'm not gonna. You like can't hire me to like harass somebody.
Come on, why Ben. Not?
That's you right. Know you know, you're right. I'm not letting the hate flow through me anymore. You're absolutely right about that.
Ben, you know who I'd want you to harass.
Who's that?
I have so many.
All the strange people in your life?
All the strange people in my life. Yeah, just please harass them for me. I'll give you $1.
No, it would literally, it would just be Cleveland Comics that he has a grudge against. That would literally 95% of it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to let the hate flow through me less when it comes to that nonsense, because it has helped me not at all.
But. Yeah, you got to put your hate in a constructive lane so it flows into productivity.
Well, what I'm attempting to do is my God-given right as a veteran comedian is to violently finger newer comics under the guise of a writing session. So that's how I'm going to get this done.
Why did you use finger? Why could you not use a different word?
Because violently finger sounded amazing in my head, and you can
Yeah, but it also sounds like assault-like. Ben, back me up.
He likes adverbs.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates addled idiots as much as Ben Palmer.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches. And I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.